Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm still joined by Matt.
Hello.
And I'm still joined by Stuart.
Hello.
And we're going to continue our discussion about Dead Man's Hand and Stuart's new supplement for it, Legend of Dead Man's Hand. We left you last episode on a cliffhanger.
Dun dun dun.
So, in all good. Western serials where they end on a cliffhanger, they sort of replay the same bit at the beginning. So, Matt, over to you.
Previously on Fool's Daily. So, Stuart, having developed all the different gangs and have all of them at your disposal, which one do you find yourself? Are you a black hat, a white hat, a sombrero? Are you a goodie or are you a baddie?
Well, I like to think of myself as a goodie because I'm usually playing lawman at the moment. But within the campaign, I'm so easy to descend into corruption.
It can happen to the best of us.
It can. I try to keep on the straight and narrow, but I get tempted every time.
Yeah, it's a lawless society.
It is.
Well, it is if the lawmen are going bad.
There's a definition of bad. It's a sliding scale. I agree with Stuart that it's not a bribe. It's just a contribution to keeping the town safe.
Yeah, sometimes to hell with the law, you just go out into the street, you find the guy that's bugging you, and you gun him down. It's got to be done.
Oh God! So Stuart, how does the campaign actually work in terms of I've got a couple of as we were saying off air, we've got a few players who are interested in playing the game at our club, and we're all sort of in the same boat. We've played a couple of games. How does the campaign interact with what we've been doing so far?
Okay, well, from the start, what you do is you select your gang, which will usually be about three, maybe four guys. You make sure they've all got cool names. First thing you do with them is you generate a business scheme that they're involved in. So they could be involved in something like running a saloon or a cat house, or they could have contacts with the land registry or mining or some of those, those schemes that, or those business opportunities that you'd expect to find in that sort of time period.
Yeah.
And then you just fight. Then you fight. you use the scenes that are all in the Dead Man's Hand rulebook, or there are narrative scenes again in The Legend of Dead Man's Hand as well. But then after each of those games, each of the scenes, you get rewarded with fame. How you did the scene. So it's basically if you win it, you get an amount of fame points. If you lose, you get a smaller amount of fame points. And you spend these fame points on various things. You can spend them on experience, which means you generate extra abilities for your guys. Some of those abilities can be quite good. Some of them can be very good. Some of them can be downright awful. So you've generated a scheme for your first guy, and then you draw a poor card, and it could be that he's decided a farming career isn't for him, and he's gone and found the bottle instead. So that's the end of his career. Yeah. So you can get really, really terrible, advances. But that's a
randomized process.
That's a randomized process where you just draw a card afterwards.
Yeah,
you'll also buy new guys, and you can also invest in new schemes as well, and then that unlocks some special schemes as well that are specific to lawmen or specific to banditos, and they reflect what the people might be involved in. So you might get this special cowboy scheme that's a cattle drive, or there's a special bandito scheme, which is payroll robbery. And each gang has some unique schemes that it may gain access to as well.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is to build up your gang by the number of guys that you've got, the experience that they can develop, and the schemes that you get involved in. And all of this adds to your reputation. You know how in Dead Man's Hand, a full gang has 21 reputation. It's like points value. Your access, your involvement in schemes adds to your reputation and generates new reputation every turn, depending on how successful the scheme is. And of course, as you buy new guys, that adds to your reputation. As your guys get abilities, it adds to your reputation as well. And then there's a cutoff point of 31 reputation. When you reach 31 reputation, you've won the campaign. Which is quite straightforward to get to. It's quite a mislinear path. But of course, along the way, there are other gangs shooting at you. They could be destroying your schemes as well. And of course, when you've got, it's at its best when you've got maybe four players. Because if somebody's getting too powerful too quickly, the other three will soon join up in some manner or some fashion or collude to bring the other guy down to earth a bit. So that's that aspect. Well, you can be partly cooperative with it.
Cool. And you said that there were some multiplayer scenes in the new book as well.
Yeah. Well, after each set of three scenes, after you've done experience and spent fame after all of those scenes, then you generate a campaign event, which it can be various things. It might be that yellow fever's running through the camp, or there's an extra business partnerships come up, or you can also get an event, which there are two events. One of them is called the Dead Man's Hand Massacre, and another one's called the Battle of Dead Man's Hand. And these are multiplayer games. The Dead Man's Hand Massacre, you get two of the smaller gangs ganging up on the guy in the lead. You both partner up to go and gun him down.
Nice.
And then the Battle of Dead Man's Hand is just multiplayer. We always play a big free for all.
Yeah.
Which again, there are no rules about who's fighting for who. It just tells you where to put figures, and that's it. Then it says, "Yeah, go for it. Do what you want." So you will usually find people colluding and ganging up, and then of course betraying each other.
Yeah, but it does mean that Matt is doomed because everyone likes to shoot at Matt.
Yeah, because I'm such a warm, cuddly person.
he is lovely, but everyone does like to shoot at him.
I think it's just to provoke some sort of extreme rage reaction.
It all sounds very, very cool. So,
while we're on the subject of the new rules, do you want to just run through who the new gangs are in the book as well, Stuart? Because I'm quite excited about one of those gangs. See if you can guess which one it is.
You've got to guess which one's my favourite as well.
Okay.
We've got Renegade Indians, we've got Seventh Cavalry, we've got Banditos, and we've got Pinkertons.
So we'll obviously both be in love with the Pinkertons then.
Yes. It's pretty easy to guess what film they're inspired by. And that's a great film. And I love that scene when they all come out and there's a line of them standing there and just looking really menacing and cool.
Yeah, but then they all get killed.
Yeah.
for those who don't know, we should explain. For those who don't know, if you go to the Great Escape Games website, you can see the box set of Pinkertons that is going to be on sale. And it is from Pale Rider, the end of Pale Rider, where they all come out to fight Clint. But he's Clint. You're on to a losing battle.
Yeah.
And Clint does kill all of them.
But they do look cool for that moment.
They do look very... I must admit, I always... Ever having seen that film, I always wanted to get a duster. I'm not the shape to have a duster, but I always wanted to get one.
Yes, I am a fan of the dusters. But for as much as I love Pale Rider, just to slip into my Western geekery, beginning scene of Once Upon a Time in the West, where the Ginger family are slaughtered, and out of the dust comes the guys in the dusters, and it's just so cool.
See, I was wrong, Matt. I didn't think it was going to be the Pinkertons for you.
Did you not?
No, I thought it was going to be the Mexican Banditos.
Well, that's just because you know I've already got some Mexican Banditos. But for me, any opportunity to have blokes in dusters, and that's why I was kind of giddy about the Pinkertons, because I want to be Henry Fonda in that scene, because I would quite happily shoot a ginger kid, because, you know, it saves polluting the world any further. And I speak as someone with a ginger child.
I was going to say, isn't your son ginger?
No, my daughter's ginger, bless her. But that's fine, because we're just going to prevent her from breeding.
Oh dear. Yeah. The views of Matt do not necessarily represent the views of Fools Daily or Great Escape Game.
No, or the human race as a whole.
Oh, well, my ladies of negotiable affection will obviously have to be running a cat house, so...
Yes.
I shall have to work out how Miss Patty is going to get along. But, very cool. I mean, I'm very excited. I am very excited about this new book, because one of the things that we'd said when we were playing it was that we loved it and we wished that it was going to have a campaign, you know, that was a way of gang progression.
Yeah.
So now everything's gone. Now, you were saying something else off air, Stuart. This game's only been out a year, is that right?
Yeah, one year on Saturday, I think.
And so you're into your second supplement now. How many supplements have you got sitting in your brain going, well, we'll do this next, then we'll do this next, and then we'll go and do this?
Well, with respect to cowboys, we do have a couple of other things, as you say, sitting on our brains, but not so much source books like this with extra gangs, not really big releases, because this is a big release for us.
Yeah,
right.
You have four. I think it's four gangs of figures, a book, there are a couple of extra packs of figures as well, and then of course, with 4 grand, we've got a building... the stagecoach coming out and some new civilians. So it's a huge release in April. There will be more Dead Man's Hand releases. They won't be on this scale.
Yeah.
But there are other directions you could take the Dead Man's Hand sort of style of wargaming, that sort of cinematic skirmish gaming, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely me hearty.
Oh, no, look, I'm getting very excited now. Because I'm thinking pirates. I'm thinking The Crimson Pirate, which is my all-time number one greatest film.
Well, that again it relates to the kind of films that me and Mark watch and what we really like. Now, I do like pirate films, but there are films I like even more than pirate films as well. And that's the direction we're kind of looking at the moment. Of course... you've seen loads of them. It's an iconic movie genre in Hollywood, and it's the gangsters.
Oh my God! Now I'm excited.
So you can take, there are loads of gangster films. I mean, Untouchables is kind of a classic now. I feel really old saying that, you know?
You're pushing on an open door now, my friends, because, we kind of have tested some gangster type stuff out with Fistful of Kung Fu, because I have a buttload of painted gangsters, and I've just been waiting for the right rule set to come along. So now I really do want to have your babies.
Oh no!
Yes, I was just going to say. I mean, yeah. Matt's just going to sign his wallet over to you now, Stuart. Because
it's those movies and those iconic movie moments, and there's even right up to the modern day. I mean, Lawless has only been out a couple of years or so, but that's a great film as well. And very different. And you can look at really contemporary stuff. You know the TV series Justified?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an awesome TV series. And it's along the same lines. Obviously, it's in the modern day. It's contemporary. But it feels almost like...
It could be any time as well. Yeah. It could be any time, though, that show.
Yeah.
That's a great. Well, Gangsters is awesome, but it does actually lead me to one thing that Dead Man Hand doesn't do, but Gangsters will have to have.
Yeah.
Gangsters will have to have cars, and Dead Man's Hand doesn't really have horses.
In fact, the key thing with gangster stuff is getting the cars done.
Yeah.
that's the main thing. That's the main challenge, getting cool cars and getting cool car rules as well, so that you can chase people, so that you can speed off, so you can shoot a Tommy gun out of the back of the car and all that.
Yeah, you've got to be able to have car chases and take the tires out.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be able to stand out in the middle of the road and wait for the car to come around the corner and then fill it full of bullets, haven't you? And it's got to go and crash into a lamppost. You need to do that.
I've only just watched Gangster Squad again.
Are you all right, Matt? Are you all right?
No, I can just see all of my plans to be disciplined have gone clean out of the window. Willpower failure again. When, Stuart? When?
Well, who knows? Who knows when? We've already got some stuff put together, and we've got the vehicles commissioned.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'd just like to put my hand up and say, if you need a bit of Fool's Play testing, me and Mike would be ecstatic to help out in any way we can.
Awesome. You signed up.
Yeah. Top of the world, Mark. Top of the world.
Oh, dear. I'm never going to get him calmed down now.
That's the best news I've had all day.
Oh, dear. Well... You've made someone very happy, Matt Stewart. You really have.
Excellent. I was worried with the parties comment. I was thinking, oh God, I'm going to say gangsters.
Him and gangsters are awesome. Though, don't forget about pirates.
I wouldn't completely discount pirates.
Put that on the back boiler for now.
Don't
forget about pirates, because then those lovely chaps at Foreground could make a nice ship.
You could have
ships sailing about and boarding it. Not that I'm trying to put ideas in your head in any way whatsoever.
We've actually got I think it's four other rule sets that are in various stages of development at the moment, and of course a lot of what we do we'll look for partnerships with Foreground, because the partnership with them for the Old West buildings has been really good. It's worked well for both of us.
Oh, that's a superb kit. Absolutely lovely stuff.
We should talk about the fact that, I mean, we've been going on about Dead Man's Hand and that rule set, but you do have other rules as well. I mean,
because you
have, Rules of Engagement and Clash of Empires.
Yeah, and there are, I think there are about four more in the pipeline as well. I think you'll see there's another Clash of Empires book coming out later in the year, which is a focus on Charlemagne. And there are two others in planning stage, there's been some development on those two, some rules development on those two, but going slowly. And then there are a couple more rule sets as well, completely different ones for different periods. So we've got tons to do. Just not enough time to get everything done. Yeah. You need to play soldiers more. That's what I need to do.
It's the curse of all of us, isn't it? We just really want to just play with toys.
I get about two opportunities a week. One purely for work, one purely for pleasure, and it's just not enough time. I need to play soldiers.
Well, I think we're sort of out of time now. I think Matt's going to have to go and have a lie down. shut it, Matt. So, Stuart, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart. It's been awesome.
Thanks for having me on.
As Matt said, if you do want playtesters, then we would be more than happy to help you out.
I am happy with that idea, absolutely.
See, this show's good for something after all. So, until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Matt.
And he's been Stuart. We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.